If you had the chance to speak to global leaders, what would you say to them about the needs and rights of young migrants and refugees globally?
Well, I don't know if I'm in a position to give advice. Especially for young people, it's very, like I've mentioned this before, it's very important to try to get them involved. I mean, even around here, a lot of the unaccompanied minors were just sitting around. They didn't have anything. Now they're starting school. I think that's important to start building into society. So in different countries, I believe that there should be some sort of system which helps with integration. I think that's primarily the first thing as well, so that in the future to prevent radicalization, which often happens to people who feel unwelcomed. There should be more effort to really bring the local people close to the migrants and to the children, I could say, who are coming into these countries. So there has to be a lot of focus on that, I think, on sustainable development.
Mm-hmm. I think building upon something that Mohammed actually said, I would really try to stress the integration to them and how we really need to change the way that we're integrating people into societies. I don't but I feel like something that's been very miscommunicated or maybe neglected has been the fact that people come to different countries, like for example, let's say Sweden. Mm-hmm. They took in a lot of immigrants, but they did not integrate them into the school society. The students didn't know how to speak Swedish, and Swedish is a very complicated language. Like, even for me, I would not be able to pick up Swedish just by listening to it or hearing people around me speak it. I think, so focusing on that and the education part especially is so pivotal. It's just so important, and without it, of course, people are going to like lead towards like radicalism or extremism, or tend to like go down these dark paths that have formed a not even an accurate stereotype over immigrants or the idea of immigrants. Mm.
The electors, instead of because the fact is, like, with many leaders, I'm sure they've been told, they've had their research, they've had people talk to them about different experiences, but I think having a first-hand experience themselves, or if many of these leaders would actually go and, for example, in joining MOAS in one of their operations, I think that would be much more effective in portraying what is actually happening and not just someone telling them. And because there's...
We need to show, not tell. I think even the video that I saw, it's so impactful. And I think documentaries and things, like even forums like this, like, are just so impactful because you really see what's going on. And you remember that all of humanity has an intrinsic value to them. Mm-hmm. Like, we're all people. You know, we all have emotions. It's just luck that I was born in this society and you were born in that one. It's not. It's something that we really have control over.